Now, in King's Kids, we totally believe that our philosophy is that the kids can experience the fullness of God and that there is no limit to what our kids can do. And because of that, back on at the end of December, we decided that we wanted to have an opportunity to pray and to prophesy over each child, kind of between the ages of 5 and 11. And the way we were going to do that was we were going to use their birthdays. It's the one opportunity in each year that you would have with each child. So if it had been their birthday, we would get all the kids around and we would pray for them, and then we would prophesy. Now, I get a bit nervous at that, so the thought of doing that was quite nerve-wracking. I wouldn't see myself as someone who is very prophetic. So it was a bit of a step up for me and the rest of the team, because I wasn't letting them off the hook either. It was everyone was expected to be seeking from God. But I went to a conference at the end of January, which was with Deborah Reed, who's from Bill Johnson's church, who we have links with in America. And during that time, she taught us about prophecy as she would teach a child. And it was fantastic because it got me back to the point of what is the point of prophecy. She doesn't teach children to prophesy so that they can become major prophets. She teaches them to prophesy so that they learn to recognize God's voice, so that as they walk through life, they know that if they get into trouble, they've got God and they know how to hear his voice. So that kind of just took a lot of pressure off me, because I just thought, actually, this is the norm and there's no reason why they shouldn't all be doing it. So, Matthew, we've started doing that, haven't we?
Yes.
Yeah. And Matthew was involved when we prayed for little lad. I don't know if Sam's here today, Sam Rowland. But it was his birthday back in February, and we prayed for Sam. And what do we do to start with, Matthew?
We ask the children to close their eyes.
We do. And we just pray. So we all prayed. Now, it was a bit of a rugby scrum. So if you can imagine, Sam is only 5, so he's quite small. And imagine 30 children trying to get their hands on Sam to pray for him. So there were hands everywhere. We had to really kind of pull it back a little bit so that he didn't get totally squashed, that it was still a blessing for him. And we just prayed, didn't we? We all prayed out loud.
We did pray.
Cool. So we prayed out loud, and then we said, what did we do then?
Well, we asked everyone if they had a word from God.
We did. We just shut our eyes for 10 seconds. So I don't give them very long to hear from God. It's kind of, God can speak there and then. So we had just 10 seconds to shut our eyes and listen to God. And then we just open our eyes, and they all raised their hands if they had words. And we had about 8 or 9 hands go up. And they were bringing words like, they saw big party tables full of food. We had lightsabers and swords and a swimming pool lifesaver. And when you get words like that, it's actually okay to bring an interpretation, because when you hear from God, it's words that encourage people. So we can encourage with banqueting tables. It's actually God providing really good things for Sam. Now, then I asked you for your word, Matthew, didn't I? And what did you see?
I saw the Titanic.
Now, I don't know about you, but when you hear Titanic, I think of big ship, hit an iceberg and sank. And I couldn't immediately think of that many positive things that I could bring as an interpretation. And I have to say, there was just this real panic starting to rise up. And Liz, Sam's mum, was there. And she just turned around and said, he loves Titanic. He's got models of Titanic. He's got pictures of Titanic. He just loves Titanic. At which point, I was just slightly blown away. Because, Matthew, we then questioned, didn't we? And I asked Sam if he had told you about Titanic. And I asked you if you knew that Sam liked Titanic. And did you know that Sam liked Titanic?
No.
No. So we were then able to say that actually, who would know that you liked Titanic? Who knew?
God.
We know what we're doing. But we were just able to say that actually it was God who knew that Sam liked Titanic. There was no one else there, and it's not an obvious one that anyone would know. So we were just able to really show Sam how much God knew him and how much he loved him. And we just see that as just a really important part in King's Kids, really, of doing that with each of the children and just seeing them grow.